This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Now, I'm sure at some point you've driven to a store parking lot, and in one of the corners you've noticed a big steel bin. Ostensibly, it's to be a convenience for those who wish to donate old and unwanted clothing. Most of us think that we're being charitable and helping those less fortunate, and from an environmental standpoint, we're keeping items out of the waste stream that might otherwise end up in the landfill. What we may not consider is that these bins often contribute to blight and end up as de facto garbage dumps, and the owners of the bins may not be as prurient as we assume. That's the legal and philosophical conversation that's been underway in Ypsilanti Township for some time now, and the community's Board of Trustees last month passed an ordinance seeking to better regulate these collection bins. Our guest this morning is Ypsilanti Township Supervisor Brenda Stumbo, who is part of the driving force of this conversation, and welcome back to WEMU.
Thank you.
I guess the conversation really begins with resident complaints about these collections bins, doesn't it?
Yes, that's 99% of our issues resonate from residents, and there was a large number of these bins being dropped on at existing businesses, vacant businesses, parking lots, and they were not maintained, and so we adopted an ordinance in order to, you know, address the issue. And we actually sat down and worked with the one of the providers of the bins in order to make sure it's legally correct, and their philosophy was explained to us and how we can address it together, blighted areas.
Well, let's go back specifically to the complaints themselves. First of all, who benefits from having those in the parking lots? Are the store owners or the owners of the parking lots themselves renting out the space for these bins?
My understanding is that they do pay like a monthly rental to the business owners. But when we, especially the smaller areas, mm-hmm. Dave, we if you have less than an acre site and you have a store and you have fuel pumps on it, and then all of a sudden two bins pop up. I mean, it's not on the site plan. It wasn't approved. And a lot of times the managers were, you know, helping to authorize them to be dropped on the property, and the owners sometimes were not aware of it, and we just wanted to regulate it to make it good for the community, clean for the community, and have someone to hold responsible when it is not being maintained.
And when we talk about that, we're talking about some visual blight, and that is because once the bins get filled up, if they're not properly maintained and serviced, then you start to see, I don't want to call it garbage, but a lot of bags, clothing, furniture, bicycles, those kinds of things accumulate outside of the bins, and that's when it becomes a bigger issue.
That is correct. And also people, we had to make sure there's some safety and security on it for people who are going into the bins and taking stuff out of it, and just like you said, would leave the remnants outside of the bin. And, you know, it's important to have a clean community, right?
Well, and that's kind of where the legal issues began with this. As the Township Board explored new rules and regulations for the collection bins, the Maryland-based company that operates many of them, called Planet Aid, actually sued the Township, saying that you were enacting an outright ban instead of rules and regulations, and they initially won that argument.
Yeah, and it actually was not, we did not do an outright ban. What we were saying is that we need to address it from a planning site plan process, because it wasn't approved in the original site plans that were, you know, approved years ago. So I don't know how that occurred and why they took that position, but we never intended an outright ban on it.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Ypsilanti Township Supervisor Brenda Stumbo. Our conversation this morning is centered on new township regulations concerning collection bins in the community. Well, that lawsuit that I mentioned and the subsequent decision led to the drafting of the new ordinance to which you've referenced this past month. What specifically are the new regulations that protect the properties, the community, and makes it amenable to all involved?
So what we agreed, and we sat down with Planet Aid, and they actually are a very professional-run organization. There's a lot more bins other than them out there. So Planet Aid was able to sit down with us and tell us what they needed and what we needed in order to guarantee that the blight in the community was addressed. So what they have to do now is get an annual permit from the township. And if it's a nonprofit, then we need to have that information as well, because just because there's a sign up there that says it's for a nonprofit doesn't mean that it really is for a nonprofit. So I think there's a lot of
chicanery.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it in a polite way, but we wanted to make sure it's a legitimate business.
Yeah, and to be more specific about that, a lot of these companies would lead you to believe that when you're making a donation to one of these bins, it is going to a charitable cause, and it is for a nonprofit business, and in the end, what they're doing is selling off these textiles for profit.
Correct. And I'm really not against, of course, business owners and people being entrepreneurs and making money, but sometimes it's presented as if it's, you know, sending it to third world countries. But I think there's places in the United States that would greatly benefit from the use of these clothes as well. So I'm really glad there's like Dress for Success at St. Joe's, Thrift Shops, SOS Crisis, Habitat Restore, and the Kiwanis Club, to name a few, who do accept clothing from people. It's an extra step instead of just, you know, emptying out your closet and taking it to a bin and dumping it. But it's, I think it's a good cause to help those in need as well. So I for one, would like to see people, you know, in America also have the opportunity to have used clothes as well.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and again, our guest on Issues of the Environment today is Ypsilanti Township Supervisor Brenda Stumbo. Well, part of the regulation process is that it will put more onus on the owners of these collection bins to be good stewards and protect the areas in which the bins are located. Who becomes responsible for enforcement?
It would be our ordinance department is responsible, and we are so thankful for our residents who are involved, because they will call and let us know, because there's so many of the bins, and they haven't registered. Everyone hasn't registered yet. If they don't register, they're going to be removed. And we also had to put in there that if there's a removal agreement, so because they have to put a pad down, you know, to put it on, mm-hmm. like a cement pad, that if at any time they remove those bins, then they have to remove that as well. So it's restored.
Well, it is good that there is going to be a responsibility for enforcement, but even if the penalties are enacted, the bins are removed, the cost of doing so does become a burden to township taxpayers. Are the fees and are the permits going to be enough to cover the cost of this increased enforcement?
Well, part of the actual process is to sign a removal agreement. So they have to, you know, commit to doing that. If they don't, then it does become a legal issue. But at least we have a signed agreement that says they must remove it. They must clean it up, too, you know, and if they don't clean it up, we'll clean it up, and we will charge them for that cleanup. And we will also track their history and making sure it's kept clean and not a blight to the community. And that could be a reason for non-renewal if they do not do that.
Well, one of the best parts of these bins is what it takes out of the waste stream. And according to the Council for Textile Recycling, Americans throw away about 25 billion pounds of clothing every year. That's billion with a B. They say 85% of that ends up in landfills. So even something as small as these so-called charitable bins, it keeps some of that out of the waste stream. This new ordinance, in your estimation, does protect that important environmental consideration?
I mean, I understand that. I do think it's a big moneymaker, too, as well. I don't think the people who are doing it for the environment. I think they're doing it to make money, which is fine, you know, as long as we recognize that. But I also think that, you know, it's just not a few. I mean, they popped up like weeds. Every time we turned around, there were more and more popping up. So, like I said, Planet Aid is a very professional-run organization. I don't know who are doing the other ones in the community, but we'll find out and hold them to the same standards.
Brenda Stumbo, if you were to put on some looking glasses, do you see an increase or a reduction in the number of these bins in the township 5 years down the line?
I think we will see a reduction in the next year because the people who are just dropping them that aren't the professional organizations, you know, will be enabled to complete the application process and meet the standards that are set forth.
I thank you so much for your time and for sharing the information today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
That is Ypsilanti Township Supervisor Brenda Stumbo. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and you hear it only on 89.1 WEMU.